Remember last year when Guernsey FC needed our help to achieve their dreams of playing in the FA Cup and trophy? Well, the Green Lions are hoping for another shot at it in the 2014-15 season.
When we started Guernsey Football Club, we all had the dream of playing in the FA Cup or the FA Trophy. Now, last season we were able to play in the FA Cup. Our first game was against Crawley Down Gatwick, and it was an historic day for the club, but we needed a bit of help to make that happen.
Communications manager Andy Richards says the team's unique position of being based in the Channel Islands meant they had to get permission from the FA to even be able to enter the tournament. That came with some strict rules.
We have to pay for the cost of flights, accommodation and transport for 25 members of the teams that come to Guernsey, as well as the three match officials. And we also have to give our opponents half of any of the net gate receipts. And that's a sizeable amount of money that we have to find to do that. That's about £6,000.
Many Green Lions fans were disappointed when the team's only home turf game had to be moved to the UK due to a clash with Guernsey Rugby Club. Andy says the team is hoping they'll get their chance to play at Foots Lane this season. In a bid to make that happen, they went back to the FA committee to discuss some of the challenges they faced last year.
And they've changed the rules slightly for us. We now have 25% of our travel and accommodation costs covered by the gate receipts. But apart from that, all the different stipulations stay in place. So one of the other ones that stipulations that we've got is that if we have an away tie in England in the FA Cup or the trophy and we manage to get a draw, that game also has to be played in the UK. So no replay can take place in Guernsey, which is disappointing.
So, they've bagged a place in one of the world's most iconic cup competitions, but they still have to fund the majority of it themselves. And that's where we come in. They've now relaunched the 60 Saviours campaign to raise the money to do so.
We're not just asking these businesses or individuals to give us the money, we're asking them to pledge the money. So if we make any profit from any prize money that we receive from each round, or if the gate is enough to cover our costs, we won't be asking for any money.
Speaking before the tournament last year, coach Tony Vance said they received an unprecedented amount of support, raising thousands more than they needed.
Old age pensioners given some money here and there that they can afford, and you know, people who've not even got any connections with the club from, say, Lancashire, for example, who've pledged some money. So it's varying, and that just shows the strength of the support that people have given to us.
The Green Lions played in 5 games across the 2 competitions last year and only had to dip into their Saviours fund for help with 2 of them. In light of that, they're asking for less money this time around, with the price of a pledge set at £75. And Andy says their plea for help goes out to everyone.
It's basically anybody who's interested in Guernsey Football Club. We've had so much support from individuals and companies. So it's anyone who's got an interest in Guernsey Football Club. We would really appreciate their help.
Guernsey FC are officially entered into the competitions, and the draw for the FA Cup and trophy took place yesterday. If you want to make a pledge to help ensure they can make it, contact Mark Letitier on mark.letitier@guernseyfc.com.